and call the Cashman School Abatement District Board of Trustees meeting to order September 28th, 2023 at 7:03 PM. First, roll call, Joel Hanson representing Cornish.
Sierra Bradley, admin manager.
Richard Rigby, manager.
Don Sheffer, Richmond.
Tom Davis, Nidley.
Greg Rigby.
Frank Hidalgo, Clarkston.
Kim Hatch, Trenton.
Jeff Ricks, unincorporated.
Dave Gatherin, Hyde Park.
Joe Archer, North Logan.
Thank you. Welcome. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
I move we adopt the agenda for everything.
I second it.
Okay, we've got a motion, second, any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Review and approve minutes from August 2024, 2023. I gotta walk around, guys. Sorry. Review and approve minutes for August 24th, 2023.
I move that we adopt the minutes of the August 24th meeting. Craig Hidalgo.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it for review.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Question? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I abstain. I abstain as well. I wasn't here. It was like a short meeting, though.
Motion passes. Manager's report, Richard.
I got a call from Jason Noble, I believe, and the stuff is in, and they were going to hopefully get there today or tomorrow, but they didn't know for sure to put the new snow brakes on the top of the roof, so that should be coming in by the end of next week. Other than that, we are done spraying. We're done spraying and trapping, except for we're spraying one more night. I have one truck that went out this week to different entities because he was doing Delta Guard, so he's going to do Malaga tonight in Newton. He did one Benson, Nibley, and Monday. I can't remember where he went. But
I feel
anyway.
Like he was up in like Trenton, Cornish.
Was he? But anyway, so that was just because it was the end of the Delta Guard and I did not want to waste it. The control I can keep and be all right, but the Delta Guard, I wanted it gone. So he's spraying that this week and we still have a few mosquitoes here and there. But I've got some if anybody really calls in the next week, but it's supposed to start getting a little bit cold, but we are done for the season, trapping and other things. Other than that.
Okay. Was that it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So the curiosity, how would you characterize this year, now that you're done?
Every year I think I know what's going on, but every year is different. I would not have guessed that Amalga would have tested positive for West Nile this year because we just didn't have, I thought it would be somewhere different if we had it. I thought we'd have more cases because it started like 2 weeks early in the state of Utah, the virus showing up. Box Elder was 2 weeks. When Box Elder hits, then you can kind of predict that we did, but we only have the one positive in Amalga. With mosquitoes the end of the 1st of September, and then after that none of our traps tested positive. Depends on where you live. We did not get a lot of calls this year. Nibley. Different little cul-de-sacs called, and they were just because like there's one cul-de-sac that it sits between two main roads, and he'll do the two main roads and they'll call and say we didn't get hit, like really you're getting hit because you're getting both sides of the road. But it didn't really matter. We still would do it. But the trap and nibbly never got over 100.
Nope.
And so the trap wasn't showing that they were horrible, but they were nuisance ones. But yet, some other areas, Benson wasn't even that bad this year.
Mm.
Benson's usually our worst, and Benson wasn't even bad this year.
Started off bad a little bit.
It did, and that was because of the type of mosquito it was. That floodwater mosquito at the beginning is a more cooler. But we had one, was it Wellsville? Which one was the one that was big this year that you remember?
It was one of those south towns.
Yeah, but one week we had over 4,000 that we counted, but yet we didn't get any calls. We only had one or two calls from people. So it was weird in the fact that I would think because of the wet spring that we would have got more people calling, but I don't know if it's because they knew it was a wet spring, so they thought it was going to be a bad year, so they didn't call, or it really was, we did a good enough job that they didn't.
Last year we had them, the tan ones,
yeah,
around so bad.
Oh, was it Newton?
That this year made us look good.
And in Newton, the trap up on the hill, we were getting those. We were getting over 100, and we've never got over 20 to 30 of those dorsalis that have usually come in. But Newton, man, they were terrible. In the trap, but we were catching when they're coming up out of the barrens and hitting that trap, which is a good place to do. I'd rather them hit the trap than keep coming, but you know,
yeah.
So it just depended, and then so just depending on where you were this year. That's how it is every year. One year Hiram, right there by the trap is sitting there by the Hiram Reservoir. And it could be dry as a bone right there. And they're not coming out of the reservoir. But it'd be dry as a bone, and Don would be pulling. That's why he has no hair, because he'd be pulling his hair out. Where in the heck are they coming from? But they would be filling the trap. And then this year they were fine. They weren't bad at all. So, yeah.
Interesting. Administrative manager.
I don't have anything extra than what we're going to be talking about, the budget and stuff,
okay.
So.
All right. Budget and ordinance 22-101.
I kept this on because I was thinking Matt was coming again, but then he said that he talked to you and you were good, so he wasn't going to come. So I don't know what else we want to talk about.
We passed that ordinance, so it's good.
It's good.
And all he did was to clarify what I was doing, that what we passed up. But he looked at it and said it matches exactly what we got in our budget, so he said we let it go the way it is.
Okay.
So all he did is went and add those into our those one accounts.
Okay.
So
they went into capital gains.
Capital gains counts, yeah.
Okay.
We didn't have nothing in there, and he said we need to put that in. And the ordinance we passed, 22-01, had that in there. I just didn't think it was clear, and he said it is. So.
Okay.
Okay, good.
With that, is that where we want to start? Talk about what our preliminary?
Yeah, budget. And.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who wants to walk through this? Sarah? Richard?
He did most of the numbers.
Okay, so this again is preliminary. If you look at the handhelds, foggers, ATVs, and computers, the reason why that is there is because last year I was asked to go through what is something that we're doing on a yearly or normal basis that's got to be rotated through. So handhelds, I can get the only two of those numbers are in the budget. They're not part of the budget. All of them are. Handhelds, I can get through one more year with them. But when we do replace them, it will be 5 years, and we're looking at about $14,000 if things like everything else hasn't gone up. Foggers are about 15,000, and we are going on 13 years, between 10 and 13 years on foggers, so I would like to replace one every year for the next 4 years. ATVs, each ATV is about 13,000, and I only need to replace one this year, and then computers about every 3 to 4 years we're looking at, and so that's what those numbers are. So if you look down with the, I just put in at what a 5% raise for everything would be. We're looking at there, the guy that did my their drone this year, he's talking like he's not coming back just because he's got enough work with the other stuff. He built a rover for a company on his off time, so I think he's going to be busy enough with his school and everything. But he, what he did for me is he went through and was able to write a or do a training so that the new guy, if he hasn't had any training other than just flying drones, that they can go in and do some of that. So hopefully I don't have to pay him $18 an hour next year, but who knows? I don't know where that is going to play, but that's with a 5%. So with that, that puts it up about $5,000 more because of that. And then if you go down, everything there staying the same pretty much. We did raise, drop the office equipment. It was at 6,000 because this year we got new computers.
Hey, can I apologize? Let me back up. What would happen if we didn't go back up?
Okay, right? That's why I was like, is that what you just said? Sorry.
You know, you're planning on 5% for everybody.
Right.
Okay, if we have to do a higher pay for a drone operator, what would happen? Would it be acceptable if we went a little bit less on a raise for everybody else?
That would be fine.
We'd work that out according to, okay.
Yeah. So even we've always talked between 3% and 5% is what we've always figured. So, but yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
Manager's mileage is up just a little bit, and that's just because of I don't know if the rate will change over it, so we put that up. Dues at 1500 because dues went up a little bit. We've stayed within that 1100 this year, but each year's dues are going up, of course. The office equipment, again, the computers, office supply, because of cost of everything's going up. In premiums insurance, we have to raise it up to 15,000. I think we were just over 14,000 this year because of the drone, adding the drone to that. Travel and training, so I'll let Sierra talk about this, but I raised it 1,000. Terry would always, if you remember Terry would always go to the trainings with me, whether it be Yuma or the UASD. Debbie didn't want anything to do with traveling or training, but with Sierra, go ahead, sis.
So, since my background isn't this, but I was looking at the UAASD conference, and this year I'm just going to do one day just because I have a brand new baby, and I didn't want to do a three-day conference with a three-week-old baby. But looking at it, I think the training and the going to the conference would be very beneficial for me to learn more about our special districts and more about the different conferences and training that they give. So that raising that that travel and training so that I could be able to go to the trainings and conferences and then be able to bring information back to you guys.
So that's why that $1,000 there. No. And then, thank you, Sierra. The website, of course, is at 2,200 for 500. In fact, I need to get on there now that I say website up. I need to get on there and change and put on there that we're done with everything. Remind me to do that. Other than that, everything else. So that goes, we're down $400 on that. No, down. Just kidding. We're up $6,000 on that one. All right. And this is our big jump. So last year I had adult side of $65,000 because I had some left over. We are starting to see, I've never done a bioassay test. I don't know how to do that, but from one of the things when it comes to fogging, we are told that you can only spray something so many acres per season. And in one particular area, Benson, I've always sprayed twice a week and I've stayed within that acreage. But we've got one place in particular that is being sprayed four nights a week, three nights from the town itself and one night from us, and we're using the exact same, not the exact same, it's still control, it's permethrin. It's just how it's mixed differently. But from the citizens there, they're saying that we used to be able to come through and it would knock them down for 2 to 3 days afterwards, and then they start seeing it again. Now they're saying that we come through and that there is just as bad the next day. So that tells me because it's getting sprayed four nights a week, there's starting to be a resistance. We've been doing control 30-30 since 2012. We were doing malathion up to that point, and then we changed over. A lot of it was because of cost control. If you go over control for this year, if I was to get the same exact thing, would cost around $40,000. That's with diluent oil, and excuse me, that's with diluent oil and the 7 barrels of control, and I mix mine 4 to 1. So 4 diluent oil to 1 control, 55 gallon. That's why we've been doing control for so long, is because of the cost. Now, what we've got to be careful is a lot of the products are in the same family as control. Control is a permethrin based, so it's a pyrethroid. What we want to stay away from is going with another chemical, but not staying in the same family, because it's not going to do any good breaking that resistant up. It just, you're just kicking the can down the road. So proposal would be to go back to malathion for a season, something like that. There's other ones, but one of the other ones I was looking at, Anvil 1010, is a whole different family of chemical, but a 275-gallon tote is $81,000, and I need 7 of them. So you're looking at $500,000 for something like that. We don't have that. Malathion used, control and malathion used to be very, very similar in price, but as you can see, malathion for, I need 8 totes, is going to be about $171,000. And that's changing it for the whole season. Zenovex we could do 7 totes for $168,000. It's a little bit different. So it's still in the same family under the same umbrella, but they're a little bit different. They're cousins, if that makes sense. So I've tried to get a hold of a few of my distributors, but I think everybody's on vacation or something this week, because I've tried for all week trying to get a hold of them. So Zenovex might be an option, but we're still looking at, for 7 totes, about $168,000. So if you slide back over, that's why that increase. The larvicide, I've got enough larvicide left over that $30,000 is just put me back where I need to take care of the season. Only problem is if I use all of that this year, then that's going to raise again. But hopefully 1 year of malathion would be able to take care of it. We can go back to control for a few years.
Richard?
Yes.
You have 2 foggers, right?
I have 4.
You have 4 foggers. I mean, I know you said you didn't want to calibrate them different, but why couldn't you do two of them for Mount Zion, two of them for control, and then rotate which ones go where every other week.
I thought of that, but that's a great.
But that would knock your price in half, and you would still get your rotation chemicals.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but that would be.
How much control do we have left over?
We got one barrel. So.
So if we did that, what do you think, would that cut our Alta site down?
Yeah, because then we could cut, so 171,000 would be, yeah.
You know what you're gonna hear though when you do that? 1 week we can smell you and we know you're putting it out, and the next week you're not.
The other thing with Malathon, you have to ramp up to get that calibrated correctly, you have to ramp the RPMs up. So Malathon, the reason I haven't done Malathon for a few years is, number one, it eats paint. Number two, it smells, and so I get that, but then again, I get the other side of it. It doesn't, I didn't smell, so you're doing water. But the other thing is it's hard on equipment because you have to ramp the RPMs up to be able to make your droplet sizes smaller. So it it puts a little bit more on your equipment, a little bit more wear and tear on the equipment, which we can deal with. But there's that problem.
If you're going to replace those anyway, you know, rotate them out. You could run one that's going to be rotated out with it, let it beat it up on it, finish it up, and then. And keep the new ones with the control.
Yeah, I like that, Craig. If we did two of them calibrated, two of them with control.
That's a big jump in chemical.
It is, I know. And that's
the cheaper. Plus, I think it would actually give you better, if you're looking at resistance, swapping every other week or every 2 weeks or whatever would be a lot better than the whole season.
Yeah.
I really like that.
I do too. I appreciate that, Craig.
So what number would you recommend we put in there then about?
Oh.
Sorry to catch you off guard.
No, I like it. This makes me. So the Malathion is 38,000. If you cut that in half, that would be 19,000. So 20,000 for, gosh, I hate changing glass. And then Malathion, I'd probably do the drums because they're easier to move around than those totes. Drums at 36, so you're looking at 18 on that. Or well.
Maybe about 85.
Yeah, 85. So 168, what is that, 577? Yeah, 85,000. So I'd say just to be safe, 90,000 on that one. So about 110,000.
So do 110?
On the, yeah, that one there.
I'm sorry. Numbers are not my.
110.
You know, you could hold out to if there's problem areas where you feel like, you know, you see that resistance in some areas, because there's probably no reason to use it in Hyde Park.
Right.
But there may be just have it reserved.
Hopefully. I don't know. Hyde Park had some numbers in there this year that were just, I don't know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
There.
You'll probably, there's a lot of that water's going away with that road going
it
in
is.
Now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could just save it for like problem areas and see how it does.
Craig's idea of if I went Malathion for two weeks in one area and then came back to control for a while and just moved them around, I hadn't even thought of that, but that 2 weeks or even 3 weeks, do 3 weeks, and that would two cycles of just like what we're talking about. Because it kind of goes on with, I did get hold of Jason McKinley, who is the DAPCO. He's got a product that some of them are going to that they would go 3 weeks and then they'd go back to control for most of the season and then do 3 weeks again just to break that up. But what, I'd never heard of this product, so I can't tell you what it is, but it's
$300 a gallon.
$300 a gallon for that. And a tank is on the back of the fogger is 15 gallons. So, but that, so I like the idea of doing that if I got.
That was the one you were talking about for those day mosquitoes.
Well, no, that's Duet. Duet is that one, but that Anvil 1010 that I was looking at is $81,000 for 275 gallon tote. The Duets, I can't remember what the Duet was. I got it up here. Duet is for $64,000 a tote. Now these prices right here, based on this year, we haven't got the 2024 prices, and that could go up. Like I gave you last year, our prices have gone up between 5 to 7% over it. So we might even make that 120,000 just to be on the safe side. Would you agree with that one? Yeah, so make that instead of 110, 120. And then I think we're good on that larva size.
Is that something you could buy this year before we hit 2024?
It might be.
So we can avoid that increase?
Yeah, kind of like the Delta Guard, I might be able to. It's just that our budget this year is... would have to change it because we've already hit most of our budget this year, so that's that would be the only.
I see. Yeah.
Sometimes those guys like to get rid of it at the end of the year.
And that's what we. That's how we saved on Delta this year is because it was going to jump up to $8,000 and we got it for $6,000 a barrel.
And sometimes they'll hold off on. I never worry about it, but sometimes.
And he delivered in June, so I paid for it and I bought it in December, paid the $6,000 a barrel, and then they still were able to hold it at the warehouse in Salt Lake.
Maybe they'll hold off on your payment until...
Actually...
January.
That's what he did, didn't it? Target. I said we could do it, but I need to pay for it in if I ordered it in December, then paid for it. I can check on that. And then we paid for it in December, and so the new fiscal year this year. So I
These are good ideas.
As a group.
Yes,
these are good ideas because we got some issues to decide on our budget.
Yeah,
that's good suggestions.
So going with we moved our fuel up. Joe was saying he paid $5 a gallon. Today.
Just about five today.
So, fuel, we've moved it up another 500. We've done pretty good this year, but just in case it goes up to $6 a gallon. The lease won't change. Maintenance, I put up 10,000 because we were close this year. So I added 1,000 to that and everything else stayed the same. All right, I can go down. The capital projects equipment from 10 to 15, the 15,000 is to buy a new fogger, and that will be the same for the next 4 years. ATVs going down because I only need one ATV instead of two. Last year it was two, this year's the 1 year. Drones is gonna drop tremendously. That drone is to get two more batteries you charge them and you start it with gas. What's it called? A
generator?
Generator, thank you. Get a generator and then a on the skate bed for an 8x5, little 8x5 trailer, which would hold everything, is about 4,000 for that. And so that's what that one is. Handhelds, just because of the cost of that, I had to replace a screen on one of the handhelds, and that was $1,100 just for that.
That trailer, that's totally enclosed, right?
Yeah.
Will the generator be in it?
We'll put it on the end and move it out.
Okay. Yeah. Make sure that they don't run
inside.
That yep. generator inside and then go in there.
Yeah. I will do that because that's not going to know. They can go to sleep easily if they're tired. But, and everything else is, and I did not put anything on the USG Larborside development for this year. But, so that's where everything is sitting. That sure dropped that price tag down though. That's good.
This is, if you go back over the other file, we've been keeping track of what our...
This one?
Yeah, we've been keeping track of what our estimate was for the year, plus where our actuals come in. And you can see for 2022, we come in less than what we estimated. It's a 2% decrease. If we just average over the last 5 years, it tells me 2023 will be at 397. Our estimate was 475. And if you look at the budget we planned this year, that's going to mean we're going to be struggling to make it work. So in essence, I believe it's about time we look at the possibility of a tax rate increase. Because this is why we didn't, this is why we held off on putting money towards the new town or the new house or building we had, because we were a little worried about what might happen with everything that was going on. Larborside and stuff like that, we're starting to see exactly that's going to, if we really had to do what we had to with this adult society and stuff like that, that would chew up our PTIF in a couple of years. So I think as a board, we need to probably start considering tax rate.
You want to explain to them what you found out, why, with the increase, with building and everything, why it's still going down?
That I don't really understand. What doesn't make sense is our population, our homes in the valley are increasing, which is where we get our property tax from. Well, if you recall, when Cache County decided to do their assessment, they waited until they were off the maps on home values. That's when they decided to do their assessment. And they took a lot of criticism of what they pulled there, because people were saying, this isn't right. You're hitting us at an artificial high on home values. Well, if you notice, you've got your projections for next year, they're down 2%. So they're going back in and basically saying, no, we're going to reduce the tax. Well, it ain't going to go away because now you got the tax levy for the schools that they're trying to push through. So that's going to drive it up. So we got to be aware of that. What we need to focus on is if they go down 2%, then we are more than likely going to go down the same as well, 2% or more. And if we go by what the average has been, that would mean a 16% decrease in what we'll get this year for 2023. If that materializes. So that's where my concern comes in. We estimated 475, and the problem I got with our accountant is he says, don't worry about it, you got your PTIF. Well, I do worry about it because we have plans for that PTIF. I don't want to be using that for covering our budget shortfalls. So I am looking at it, and I've got to do some more analysis, but I'm saying it may be time as a board we need to consider.
When do we have to let them know by?
First part of next year, I think by March. You have to notify them that you plan on doing a tax rate increase. You can call the county and find out. I don't recommend we do a large one.
She sent out the email for tax rate in June.
For next year?
For 2024.
So we might be too late, but we do need to start discussing it, is what I'm saying, and looking down the road. We probably need to say, you know, we need to decide on the percentage, and then, of course, if we're smart about it, we won't do a large one,
but we're have to take a look at it. Maybe every 5 years, we're probably gonna have to look at this instead of let it go the way it's been. We've been very fortunate what we've been doing. But this, what we're seeing with our chemicals, I don't think that's ever gonna go back the other way. Not with your EPA and everything else and everything they have to jump through hoops to get it certified. It's just gonna, I think it's gonna, as you can see, if we had to go with what Richard first initially thought, we would have been over considerably for next year versus this year. And that would have had to come from our PTIF. So I do think we have some work cut out for us as far as what we're going to do here. The suggestions we've had tonight were really good as far as how to start. And that's what we've got to start doing is how can we be more efficient what we're doing. But I don't think we can push a tax rate increase down the road too much further.
How do you guys feel?
Got to do what you got to do. Those adulticides are got petroleum based, aren't they?
Yeah, well, Delta Guard, most of them are. The Delta Guard that we used, we mixed with water, but it's still for a 30 gallon tank was.
So anytime the petroleum goes up, then, yes, then adulticides go up. So
amazing how petroleum affects everything.
Yeah, you're
that's
gonna,
true.
And that's why he was gonna leave us gas at the regular, and I said, no, you can't do that. We're gonna have to increase some because gas, they're projecting over $6 a gallon. So I think, like it or not, we need to look at that. So we raised that up a little bit as well. The handhelds and stuff, what he's trying to do there, we can put that in. That's exactly what we need. We need to have visibility. He's got that finally. They're saying, this year I'm going to need to add this in. Now, if you look at those one down below, capital projects, we got 15,000 there. The problem with that is we wanted to build those up. Well, that's going to cheer a bit of that up. That's gone. So then we have to start looking at the other capital projects to eat into those. So really what we're looking at is if we keep going the way we're doing on the budget this year, any surplus will be moved into those capital projects. And that'll help. And maybe we need to put more of it in the chemicals than what we are. I was hoping to have some time to build up those capital projects so we could absorb that. But as you can see, it's not giving us any time. So just with the suggestions today from the board, we cut it from where we were gonna be, I think it was at 554,000, down to 504,000. So that's good. I mean, that's things we need to look at. Those are good solid suggestions. We need more of them.
The synergy of the board. The synergy of a board of directors.
Yeah.
That's good.
These estimations are kind of conservative. It could be, some could be a little more, but they're kind of like realistic estimates.
Can we pull up our budget right now, our actuals?
I hope so. I think enough of us have been through this enough times that we're getting pretty close at hitting the nail on the head.
Yeah, if you look at our actuals right now, we have our 2023 budget, so if you go down and the actuals right now, all the way down the bottom, let's just look bottom line.
So oh, okay.
Okay. We have 512,000.
Pretty sure I have it swapped. So C is what's been spent and D is actual.
Yeah.
So this is what's
right
been
now,
spent.
430. We got 3 months to go. We're going to come fairly close. I say chances are we're going to have a surplus that we should probably look at doing exactly what was suggested by some chemicals this year out of what we have. put it towards next year, whatever we want to do, so that we can help with next year.
And I can look into that then.
Can we amend that still this year?
We can amend that at the end of the year. When we go for that, we just need to amend that, okay, whatever we haven't spent, what we do is we'll identify the categories that we did spend the money in and where we're moving it to. It has to be transparent to the community. So we say, if we underran vehicle equipment, say we finished off at 95 and we had a plan of 113, all we got to do is in our budget letter say we moved that delta to chemicals. And that's legit.
As long as we don't go over.
Yeah, we have to handle overages as well, underruns. But at 430, we spent, what, 16% left? Mm-hmm. That's not too bad. Start going into October. And then if we can handle that and be conservative for the rest of the year, that's going to give us some money to work with. Now, bad side of that, that's if we get what we anticipated. I don't understand how we took a 2% cut with the taxes, and I'd have to talk to the county and find out, how'd you figure that? If property or homeowners went up, how did we come down in our taxes? You didn't reduce taxes. Where does it go? Where did it go? I mean, that's, to me, I don't get that. We should have got, if home ownership went up, which means housing, which they claim it did, we should see a surplus, not a underrun, not an overrun. So something doesn't make sense here. Now, if you go back to that one page chart I had.
Question?
Sounds like there's something wrong with the county.
Yeah, I'm trying to get an answer out of that. It's like pulling teeth, but we can pull them. I mean, we can keep on until I get the answer.
It's obvious that the number of houses is growing, the value's going up, and yet we're taking in less money. That doesn't make sense.
Right. If you look at our estimate since 2018. That's what we estimated. That's what we put our budget in at. And every one of those years, look how we come in on actuals. Now, the actuals are determined clearing, like we just barely got actuals probably back in June, July, for last year. It took them, no, it was August.
It was just barely.
First of August, we finally got our 2023 or 2022 budget was, which was $383,000. We planned 392, so that was down 2% from what we planned. And like I'm saying, that doesn't make sense because the housing market was off the. I mean, people couldn't find homes, and they're building as fast as they can. So something's not adding up here. I don't know if there's a lag in getting this to make sense or what, but so I'm saying for 2023. If I just look at the average for the last 5 years, then we're only going to get $397,000, and we planned, what was our budget, total budget?
So what our actual number?
Yeah. So we planned...
Yeah, it's on this page.
512. So that's definitely going to be an overrun as far as I can tell. Now, I get what our account says, oh, don't worry about it, you got PTIF. Well, that's fine, we just cut our PTIF almost in half. So it's a good thing we didn't put that on the building.
Sure.
And the culprit is, of course, the chemicals. Now, we just got to understand that. Can we continue to operate that way? Personally, I don't believe so. I think we need to look at a rate increase. So that's got to be on our agenda to discuss when we get more people here and start. You can get with the county and find out what we got to do to get it on our next one. Won't be next year. So,
who can you get the answer on what happened with the value of homes?
I'm trying. I'm trying for my own community.
That doesn't make any sense.
What I expected to get, I didn't get. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, well, that doesn't make sense.
In the world would you talk to the county? Is it?
You get passed around. The county assessor, you go talk to them, and they say, oh, no, it's not us. You have to go to the state and find out what they actually have. So you try to talk to the state, and they say, oh, no, it's the county that provides that to us.
So, you need to get them all in the same room.
There's a scandal.
It's just, they're more certain. And they, I don't believe, unfortunately, this isn't real time. That's the bad thing.
That's
when you
true.
Deal with this, you're not dealing real time anymore. You could be 8 months to 12 months behind the eight ball.
Because you don't know what you're really getting until the season's about over.
And Matt doesn't worry about it because, what, you got $400,000 in PTIF.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Plan what you need to. And I'm saying, well, no, we have plans for our PTIF. We want to pay off the building sooner. So. And what we're seeing with the chemicals, and I he would be expecting that, so I think he would be on board with a rate increase as well.
With regards to the budget, we just, do we need a motion to submit it for a public hearing, or?
Well, we have to have this in place by December.
Right, but we've got to have a public hearing on it before
but
we can.
The public hearing isn't until
vote on it, November.
When we already planned, that's already scheduled.
It's November, 6 o'clock before the November meeting.
Okay, so we've only got this next month to work it.
So we have the public budget hearing will be November, I don't have the date, but it's at our regular meeting.
So you're doing the second.
Second.
If this board is good with the budget we're proposing, I think that's what we need to say. Yeah, we're good with that. And then we need to work out the details. Of
a lot of the budget's based on what you think, like the 5% that Richard talked about. It's really not known what our cost is going to be.
Well, no, but if you're talking the 5% above, what my mm-hmm. question to him was, that's a 5% increase for... our manager, our admin manager,
oh.
And then to spread among the employees.
That wasn't on abatement.
No.
Supplies.
So what we're doing there is, that's what my question back to him was, okay, do we have to give everybody a 5%? Or if, because the problem is, this individual for the pilot for the drone agreed to a rather low price. I don't believe the next one will.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, can Richard live? If we give him a 5% for all his employees, mm-hmm. can he live with giving some a little less and making sure that
balances
out
that number out? Where he's
what we'll give him is $105,464, and he's going to have to make it work.
So the abatement budget is, that's pretty much for sure what it'll be. Abatement.
Go on down.
Sorry, I was looking. The budget hearing will be November 9th.
Okay. Abatement right there. So we, right now, we have a total of $245,600. We're saying it's going to be $267,100, and that is because of the adult side.
Okay.
So,
and,
yeah.
And those figures are...
approximate. That's depending on... That's all dependent on if it doesn't go up.
If we were to buy it today.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. These prices are current right now.
And he could actually negotiate with them and say, just like he was saying, he knows now what his budget is. If he could negotiate and get what he needs for $110,000.
And then pay for it in January.
Pay for it in January, we just saved ourselves $10,000. So it's going to take some creativity on his part to get this to work.
So we probably want to move on that before the next meeting to know kind of what we can get. For
all we can do
savings.
Is agree to this budget as a board.
Mm-hmm.
We still got to hold a public hearing.
Well,
and then it's finalized.
I think what Jeff's talked about, move on the chemical, if he can get it before, get
I think
on that.
If we recognize as a board, should an issue arise, we got PTIF that we can fall back on. But 400 and some odd thousand is not going to last very long with this current chemical crisis.
Well, the potential is for it to wipe out, and so that's why we need to prudently probably do for go for the tax.
Yeah, because no matter what we do.
But even if you did the tax increase, you'd still be 2 years out almost before that would take effect.
That's right.
So, and we're...
That's when...
We're almost 100,000 short then, basically, this year.
That's what it appears.
Yeah, that's pretty significant.
That should make us all a little nervous, but I think this meeting has been very productive. I mean, we've whittled some numbers down to where it's a lot more manageable than it was.
So I guess as a board, yeah, we can go ahead and make a motion to accept the proposed budget and then go forth to...
Public hearing?
To our public hearing. And in the interim, that doesn't mean in the interim we can't refine this. It just means as a board, we're going to go with what we see.
Yeah.
And as you can see, what we did tonight, we cut that from 171 to 120. Those are things we need to continue to do. Is that right, Richard? Is you seeing that the same way?
Mm-hmm.
See, my concern is the larvicide, 65,000, what we're going to get for 30, is that real?
I put it a little bit higher than what I...
Okay.
So I think so. So I would entertain a motion that we proceed with the budget to public hearing.
I move that we proceed with this proposed budget.
I'll second it, Craig Hidalgo.
I have motion to second. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Board barbecue. I'm going to throw out something that I kind of feel like I should do. Last year we ate the cost of the steaks with the budget on the mosquito abatement. I think this year I want to buy them steaks and we'll keep our budget as small as we can. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah, thank you.
You're going to buy the steaks?
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of money. Yeah.
Well,
they will be fresh.
I'd say if you're concerned, Joe, we just don't have to do it.
I think we need to do it. I think we need to have our employees there as well, Richard.
Okay.
Because last year that meant a lot to our employees. I got feedback from them. I don't want to see it go as an expense to the board. When do we want to do it? Next month's meeting?
Yeah.
Dave, is that doable?
Yeah.
Now, next month, that'll be still just the third Thursday in October, right?
The fourth Thursday.
Fourth.
So it'd be the 26th of October.
Over at the building?
Yeah.
Yeah. Might be cool. Should be all right.
Do potluck and then we'll cook steaks. If everybody's good with that, let's move that way. Make sure the employees know and are invited.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of need to figure out how many steaks we need for Dave. Dave, you said that you could get steaks for anybody who wanted to.
Yeah, if you want, I'll just
purchase.
I'll just get some. If you want extras, I'll put in packages of four. People can buy them.
if you guys would like steaks for your home use. Steaks are good. That's what I make. review and approve bills.
Okay, so you have the paper I printed out. So it has, that's where we're looking at with the budget remaining and numbers and everything. For the most part, you got your personnel for the payment. We had our, I'm just going to come out to here. There we go. We had the lease on the loan payment come this month, which came to the $60,575. Fuel was $3,000. Then we had Hyde Park for operation sites, Hyde Park City, Rocky Mountain, Dominion Energy. And then we have officially switched over to waste management for garbage collection.
So why did the Hyde Park go up by 100 when the garbage has gone out? Now we're paying garbage separate.
I wondered the same thing, actually.
And now we're paying almost $170 more a month.
And this came out, the Hyde Park comes out at the beginning of the month. So, and I think I did just get the...
You might want to check that.
That's
we were paying Hyde Park for the garbage before, weren't we? Yeah, so that should, you got to check that because they should reduce. Hyde Park, you're absolutely right. Hyde Park should be reduced.
The garbage bill was behind.
And this one, the 64, was the big commercial.
Paid for the month before, the month after, if that makes sense. So we're probably getting Logan City bill and waste management bill. Well, waste management's separate, so I don't know.
We have the same thing with our company. We build Logan City and waste management. And we just decided to heck with it. We're just going to pay it. But we did get charged $75 if we could close the lid on one over each.
Oh, really?
Yeah, $75 even. They said they took a picture of it and charged us $75.
From waste management?
Make sure that lid goes down.
That's on your dumpster?
Wow.
That's good to know.
I didn't do that on this stack of mattresses that I dumped.
Wait till the bill comes.
Yeah. What did they do?
What?
What did they do?
They had a surcharge of $75 because we over... voted the bin. We shut it away.
Okay, that was not supposed to happen. They were supposed to get warning. Did you get a warning?
Before? No. If that's the case, we'll call and convince on that.
I would.
They just said they took a picture, and so we just said, okay.
If that didn't, I'm on the executive committee for that. Let me know if they charged you for that. That should not be happening right now.
They got the bill. I think we paid it.
I would challenge Waste Management on that.
Okay, we'll give them a call. My brother's supposed to have called them, but anyway, that's good to know. So we're making sure we get that darn lid down. So we, you know.
That's funny.
Okay, so yeah, I'll look into the Hyde Park and waste management.
I would, because I don't believe there should be a delta one way or the other. And for anybody in here, do not renew your garbage can right now because Logan will charge you, even though they sold them all to waste management.
Don't do what?
People have been saying, I want a new garbage can, and Logan's charging them, but they've sold them to waste management, and they should be going through waste management. And if it's destroyed, waste management's going to replace it and charge, but Logan's charging regardless.
Wait a minute, waste management's going to replace them? That ain't what the letter said that we got.
Well, not for you.
You're not part of Waste Management.
Oh, that's right. You're the white truck. We're the special ones.
The eco.
Yeah. I'll bring that up.
I'll check and see if we paid it and if Jay complained about it. Cause, well, we thought, you know, we did it and they took a picture of it.
That's okay. They were supposed to be transitioning people into this.
Okay, so yeah, I'll look into that for the bank.
Was it sitting up like this? Was it, you know, up this?
It was overstuffed.
So it was sitting more like this. Okay, so. Okay.
Yeah, we're just taking the track.
Or feel it, don't really.
It was really just all them fridges they had in there.
I pulled stuff out the other day before they come because the lid wasn't down.
I put some stuff from the house in ours.
Okay, so the manager's miles, office equipment was just the monthly Comcast and QuickBooks payments. Richard's printer ran out of ink, and I looked into getting Insta ink for his, but his doesn't qualify. So I had to buy brand new ink for him, and it came to $430. That is not on yours, because I just paid that yesterday. We got,
luckily, that's a 2-year.
Yeah.
It'll take 2 years to go down, so.
Yeah. So that's like a one time. It's going to be a while before we have to buy ink for him.
Don't drop that tree somewhere.
Really?
We got some safety equipment that got shipped.
I ordered through MSC back in May some goggles, and they were put on back order and they came, and they don't so it's part of the safety stuff, but I won't need any for next year because we're done now.
Okay.
And then our dues for the Utah Association of Special Districts for the year is $435. Phones, Google Cloud, the year monthly the same. And then we got, this should be the last for drones and it was property, so the property insurance. And then this is for that 1 day training for the USAD that I'm going to in November. And then worker comp came back of $1,689. So, and then nothing in vehicles and equipment this month.
Gregory, be a move, pay the bills.
Have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Joe Archer, I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion, questions on the budget or bills? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay, is there anything we need on next month's agenda besides a big steak?
Well, just on the potluck, do we want to break it up somehow so we don't everybody bring brownies, or divide it up a little bit?
Brownies and steak? What's wrong with that?
Well, I'm okay with it.
I'm not opposed to it. Let's vote on that. Everybody bringing brownies.
Sarah and I are going to bring, and she can pass it on.
Everybody's showing up in October. Can't come in September, but everybody's showing up in October.
Why not? Days are getting shorter.
They are.
Corn will be harvested by then.
That's true. It should be.
Hopefully the cows will be off the mountain by then. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
I second it.
I have a motion to second. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.